Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're watching or listening from. Welcome to Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. Now you're here because there's nothing on the telly. And I'm coming to you live from the old Hill Manor. Well, I say coming to you live. I'm actually pre-recorded this one. But what I want to have a chat about today is, you know, we're taking out the stigma of mental well-being, mental health. That's what we're all about. Now, today I want to talk about the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Clubs. But before we do that, I just want to put out a little plug. I'm looking for guests to come on and have a chat about their mental well-being and how life is for them. I'm particularly looking for veterans that have transitioned out of the military and how they're finding life after military service. So, what we're going to do is going to have a look at the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Clubs. Now, this was set up quite a long time ago now, and it's spread. And there's veterans clubs all over the country. Now, let me just point out, you don't have to be a veteran. You can be serving personnel as well. But basically, if you're missing out on the old banter that you used to have when you were serving, it's a great place to go and meet other veterans. It really is. All you need to do is go on to the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club website. And there's a search in there where you can search for the nearest one to where you live. So that's all you have to do. Is search, see where the nearest one is, get on there, sort out when it is. Now, I run one down in, I'm hosting one down here in the Solent area in Gosport. Now, we go on the 2nd, 4th and the 5th Saturday of every month. There's another one that I go to over just outside Portsmouth and Southsea at Sovereigns. And that's on the 1st and 3rd Saturday of the month. There's another one just started up down in, I think it's Southsea. But that's on the site. So you can find them. And they're all over the country. They literally are all over the country. There's hundreds of them. And if you miss the old bit of banter and chatting with sort of veterans, putting on the old tin helmet and swinging the lamp, that's a really good place to go. If you're struggling, if you're having a little bit of a struggle with your mental well-being, it's a good place to start, to go and have a chat with fellow veterans. See what they're doing, seeing how they've transitioned, seeing how they're dealing with everyday problems. Because we all get them, don't we? We all have a little bit of a drama now and then. But we don't need to. We don't need to have trouble. What we're looking at doing is helping veterans. Now, these veterans groups, although they're not there for sorting out problems and all the rest of it, but they are there to meet up, and somebody there will give you a steer. They will point you in the right direction to get the right help. Now, did you know there's over 2,000 charities in the UK, especially directed at veterans? There's a myriad of stuff. If you're struggling with your mental well-being, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to be alone. that we're lucky down here in the South. We've got something called the Veterans Outreach Support, which is a great organisation. But across the country, you've got groups like SAFA. You've got your own regimental charities. For me, we've got the Royal Anglian Benevolent Trust, and we all contribute to that in the regiment, and that's there to help veterans in times of trouble, to help them out when they fall on hard times. There are other charities out there. In fact, the NHS, they've got what they call Op Courage and Op Resolve, I think it is, which is specifically set up for veterans. If you've left the military, or if you're leaving the military, and when you go and register for your doctor, make sure when you register, or if you've already registered, let them know that you're a veteran, because that puts a flag on your medical notes, and it opens up a few more doors. So when you are having a bit of a problem, they can identify that you're a veteran and get you the right support. That's really important. So that's what I'm trying to get across today, is that there is support out there. There is help out there, even through the NHS. But you have to let them know that you are a veteran. And that opens up so many more doors. There isn't a stigma about being a veteran. There isn't a problem with being a veteran. But what it does do, it opens up the right doors for you to get the right sort of help at the right time if you're struggling. Or if you've got, for instance, if your joints are starting to fall to bits, then you're not prioritised as such, but you are highlighted as being a veteran, and you get you're not disadvantaged. But they will point you in the right direction to get the right help. I'm under the NHS for a few things. I've got a dodgy hip at the moment, so I'm off to see the surgeon next month, I think it's this month actually, but I'm going to go and see the specialist. I saw him last year. We're keeping an eye on this dodgy hip of mine. It's bloody painful all the time, and some days it's worse than others, but we've got it just about where it's under control at the moment. The pain relief is there. I still don't think it's quite bad enough to be able to go down the route of replacing it just yet. But I'll let him make that call. We're going to have another look at it, get another X-ray and another scan on it, and then we'll take it from there. But I'm highlighted as a veteran, and they can prioritise my treatment. Did you know that even if you're not a veteran and you've got hearing problems, you can go and get your hearing tested on the NHS free. You can get hearing aids free. You don't have to pay for hearing aids, because they are available on the NHS. Now, I've got hearing aids in and you can't tell I have. But there you go. Look. There's my hearing aids. And they are free on the NHS. And they make a lot of difference. It's still, because my hearing loss is getting slightly worse, I have to go back every 6 months, have my hearing retested, and they adjust them again. But a lot of that's down to service, isn't it? That's down to serving in the military, and sometimes, particularly on operations, you haven't got hearing protection. But having said that, you have to look after your hearing as best you can. It's all well and good on exercises when you're on the ranges and stuff like that. You've got hearing protection, but when you're in a combat situation and things are going loud, you can't really put on your big old Amplivox, can you? Then that's possibly where some of my hearing loss has come. What else have we got out there? On the mental well-being side, I mean, the first port of call should be your doctor. If you're feeling a little bit down, a little bit out of sorts, try and get an appointment with your doctor. Now, when I had a little bit of a wobble, I went to see the doctor. First thing he did was prescribe me antidepressants. Well, I was having none of that. Didn't want to go down that route of popping the old antidepressants. But what I did do, he passed us on to, down here it's called iTalk. And it's a civilian organisation, part of sort of the NHS, the psychologists and stuff like that. For me, it didn't work. But talking to my mates did. And I had a couple of mates that I had a chat with that helped sort out my issues. So, but they identify that you are a veteran, but they have to know. So when you register as a veteran, and you get identified as a veteran, and that opens up the other doors to get the right help. That's all I'm saying. But a great place is the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Clubs. They're brilliant. The one that I run, that I host, is the first week. We've had three so far. The first week we had 47 people turn up for it. The second one, there was 65, and we had just over 70 last week. Just over 70. Turn up for a breakfast. So there's lots and lots of people to just have a chat with. And they're from all services. I mean, yeah, we even let the RAF in. So there you go. And being down here in the Solent area, there's a lot of veterans. I mean, Gosport and Fareham is the biggest concentration of veterans in the country. And that came out from the last census. So we're inundated with loads and loads of veterans. So there you go. That's what I would suggest. Even if you're not struggling, go along to one of the breakfasts. They're a lot of fun. So until the next one, thank you so much for indulging, and I will catch you another time. So just remember that main thing to go and do. Go and get yourself sorted out. Register as a veteran, and that opens up a few extra doors. So until we meet again, until the next one, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.